Hey, what's going up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Infinity Box for Watch. I'm your Infinity Boy, Anthony, alongside your box man, Brian. Brian, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good.
Yeah. How about you?
I'm fine, you know.
I do know.
I forgot about this. Because I haven't watched... I watched this one at first dropped for a change, so...
Oh, wow.
It's been a while.
3 a.m. That's crazy.
Well, the morning of.
Yes. What we're talking about is this is the X-Men 97 Episode 7 Podcast Review Show. As always, we're going to review the show, but first, this week... There is some news in the news, unlike last week when there was literally nothing. And I'm going to start it off with some funny news. Sony has pushed up and delayed Venom 3, The Last Dance, and Kraven the Hunter. First, we got Venom 3 coming out a week earlier than it was supposed to because, Brian, the presidential election is going to ruin that movie, apparently.
Yeah, same fan base and everything.
Yes. No one's going to...
Stupid.
No one's going to want to go to the movies because of the presidential election. That is traditionally what happens, always.
Even imagine they have anything to do with each other, but sure.
That's what I said. So, I mean, listen, we get The Last Dance a week earlier. How can we even complain? Right before Halloween.
Yeah.
So maybe it's spooky. Who knows?
Maybe I'll see the second one in time to see the third one.
You have less time. That is true. If we could sneak that in. And then also, Kraven the Hunter was delayed from sometime this summer, I believe it was August, to December 13th. So they're going for the Christmas. They saw Aquaman. They were like, that movie sucked and had a good box office. Let's do that. So I can't blame them. It's not a bad strategy.
Yeah, that's fine.
People just see movies in December because there's nothing to do.
Or Aquaman.
Yes. It sure did, shockingly.
It really did.
Yeah. So that's funny. Check those out, I guess, if you want to.
No. Kraven more than Venom, but not really for either.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Kraven has to have, I believe we said, has to have like a 65 Rotten Tomatoes score to even consider reviewing it on the show. So
we'll see. Basically.
Yeah, we'll see about that. And finally, we're going to talk a little bit of spoilery kind of news. This did come out from the Daniel RPK Discord. So if you don't want to hear spoilers, maybe just fast forward 5 minutes. So I'll give you a chance to do that now. This one, a little less spoilery than the other two, so we'll jump this one first. Marvel Studios has a deal with Wesley Snipes, and he's going to be in, quote-unquote, a few multiversal things here. Don't know exactly what. But Wesley Snipes as Blade going to be coming back. So we'll see.
I mean,
he's great.
He's great. The Mahershala Ali will be great as Blade if they ever do it. I don't know. I'm so out on Blade.
Another thing that we've learned is that they're full bore. They claim this movie is going to be filmed this fall. For next year's November release, so we'll still see about that. But that's what they're claiming in that Discord. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But like we said, it doesn't really make sense to me. Feels like Blade shouldn't really be part of like the Avengers yet, like Secret Wars and the multiversal stuff. It feels like Blade should kind of be like on its own little pocket with the Midnight Suns. I think that's its best. That's its best area.
Yes, definitely. At best, like street level something. He's, I don't know. He's like a very grounded superhero. Doesn't really jive with the rest of them. Yes, Midnight Suns is the perfect place for him.
I think you could eventually make him join, like, for something, like, if you really wanted to use him, but I don't think this quickly out of the gate for a Secret Wars makes sense, but sounds like they're doing it if they're bringing in Wesley Snipes for multiverse stuff, so that's crazy.
Yeah, maybe he'll be, like, ushering in a new Blade. I don't know, like, the thing is, we don't really care enough about either Blade right now in this world for them to be relevant. And just, vampires are a whole different thing, but I think they're gonna mix it up with some sort of X-Men villain.
Yeah. Maybe bring in Morbius.
Why not? Great movie.
Why not? And then finally, the big spoilers coming out of the Discord last week was some casting stuff for Deadpool and Wolverine. And it's not cameo news, which is why I assume this leaked. That apparently these two characters have a decent enough part in the movie where it's not just going to be a blink and you miss it kind of deal. First, as thought that they were going to get grab her, X-23 going to be in the movie. Same actress from Logan, which makes sense and is cool. And the big news, which I've actually... was like they should do that on this show a few weeks ago. It is confirmed from the Discord that Channing Tatum as Gambit will be in this movie, which I think is tremendous.
Yeah, that's great. Gambit is awesome, and you know, it was teased for so long that nothing ever happened, and this is like the most fun alternative he could get.
Yes, felt like that. That poor movie that guy tried to make went through such developmental hell. Seemed like for like 10 years that thing was just bad script, new director, bad script, new director, bad script, new director, to where they just fucking housed it and then they sold Fox. So to see him finally get to play Gambit is gonna be awesome.
You know, this might be better because I know Gambit has its own fan base, but I kind of questioned it as a solo film. Yeah. Now, I mean, he's just, you know, he's one of the X-Men. It's easy enough to just pull him in and use him. Gambit's cool.
And the crazy thing with the original Gambit movie that they were supposed to make with Channing was just kind of like, they had a different actor play Gambit in the Wolverine Origins movie. And then they're like, okay, yeah, that was cool. People like him. Let's get Channing Tatum. You know, so Channing Tatum never actually played him in live action, but it's like a deep cut for fans who know that he was trying to make that movie for a million years. Yeah. So I think that's going to be really cool. And obviously now with, you know, 2024 Marvel Studios, I think the Gambit kinetic energy and stuff like that, it's going to be really, they're going to get that really well done on the screen. So I think that's cool.
Yeah. Gambit's awesome. Even visually, Gambit's awesome.
Yeah, that's the best. So, yeah. So, that'll do it for News in the News. Hopefully you enjoyed that. We will we'll be back next week, hopefully, with more news. We're getting closer to this July. Next episode we're going to be is already May, so we're just like 2.5 months out from this movie. So,
yeah.
Exciting times, and less so from Comic-Con. It's about the same, 2.5 months from Comic-Con.
Sure.
Yeah, so we're getting this. Summer is here, so as I said, as it was 50 degrees here this afternoon. So let's do it. Let's talk X-Men 97, Episode 7, the final episode before the big three-part finale.
Leading up to this, we had like the Sentinels attack Genosha, lost Gambit, Magneto, a couple others. We found out Xavier's alive, but he sensed there was danger on Earth, so he wants to come back. And so Storm and Forge were doing their own little thing, got her powers back. And here we are, a new episode called Bright Eyes brings us to Mostly Rogue, I think is fair to say.
Yes, it was like a Rogue reaction episode.
Yeah, a lot of it. Starts off with Gambit's funeral, and her and Rogue are very close. Nice scene. Nightcrawler's doing the services, and Rogue decides that she wants to go search for Gyrick and Trask. Yes. And hold them responsible. They're the cause of the Sentinels and all this. So she goes out and takes her to like these assorted military bases. We meet up with General Ross and an Avenger.
Yeah.
My guy. Everyone knows my favorite Avenger.
Your favorite
Captain Avenger. America.
America's cop.
Yep, sixth favorite.
Yes.
They have a nice little back and forth. It was fun seeing someone else in this, from Marvel that wasn't an X-Men. Yes. I think they hinted at Spidey in the future.
Yeah, the original series had a ton of, I would say both authorized and unauthorized cameos and stuff from other Marvel. There was Black Panther, yeah. There was Carol Danvers, there was, obviously they did a big crossover with Spider-Man at the time in the 90s. There's more that I can't even think of.
Yeah.
Those were the main ones, like Carol Danvers, Black Panther, Captain America, Spider-Man. They'd all previously had been on the show, so, yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll get more.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So they have a little speech. He's kind of hinting that, like, Rogue is a little bit reckless, just kind of barreling through town, trying to figure out where Gyrick and Trask are, and he tells her that Gyrick is in Mexico, but, like, to take it easy, do things by the book, like you said, America's cop.
Yes.
And she does my favorite thing, which is duck his shield to oblivion.
Yes.
She's like, go your shield, I'm out of here.
She goes, go fuck yourself.
And it's just a funny visual of him now having to go get it.
Yes.
You can even
see it
in but yeah, she's
just like, ugh.
Yeah. He's just like, sigh. So she goes to Mexico to find Gyrich, and she touches him, gets absorbs a lot of his memories, and he winds up basically in the hospital.
Yes.
After dealing with her, she's overwhelmed by everything she learned from him, and we get this mysterious figure that comes in and kills him.
Yeah,
just smothers him with a pillow.
He's like, you know what? I don't need you anymore.
Which is true.
Yeah.
So Gyrick is done. And Rogue kind of continues her little rampage. There was a... I think it was after the fight with... Trask reaches out to them and basically says that there's this Sentinel laboratory at a UN building, so they all go to Madripoor, even though it's like, Trask telling you to come there can't be a good thing.
No.
And they realize that there's better, more powerful, stronger Sentinels here, and Rogue confronts Trask here. He tries to just jump off this building, and
yeah, he was
Rogue like, is like, nah.
It was funny. He was just like, I did this, but I didn't mean for it to be this crazy, which is, is quite something for him to say.
Yep. So Rogue grabs him and like tries to get more out of him, and he's like, I told you everything. I don't have anything more for you. So she's just like, all right, I'm gonna fucking kill you then, and throws him off the building.
Yeah. And everyone was like, what?
They were like, that's a lot. Kind of surprised me too, but you know, she's going through a lot right now, yeah. I guess. Now, like, there are other side plots that we'll touch on, but yeah, he does not die, Trask.
Yeah.
He becomes this, like,
human
sentinel. Zombie sentinel. Prime sentinel.
Yeah.
He's pretty badass. Yeah. So I guess that's what he was really doing when he went to kill himself.
Yeah.
He takes out everyone pretty easily. All the X-Men, you know, they're struggling. He's a lot stronger. It's just like if you took a Sentinel and made it perfect and also a zombie,
yep.
I guess. You get this. But your boy Cable shows up.
Yep. He saw Mama last
once again,
and now he sees Pops.
Yep. He, Cyclops realizes Cable's his son. They have a nice little moment together. And, he tells them that Sinister is working with someone else. It's got to be stopped. And it, there's a couple good moments here. Like, when they first got to, another couple of, like, good moments with Cyclops. Like, when he got to Genosha,
yeah.
They were looking for survivors there. There were a bunch of good scenes in Genosha. Like, he thought that Madeline Pryor survived.
Yes.
And then they found her body, and, like, Jean just kind of realizing that, like, he has to go through those emotions and hope that she survived, because they yeah. sensed a body somewhere in the wreckage.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it turned out it was Emma Frost, who turned herself into diamond form.
They said for the first time.
Yeah,
Beast was very like, cool. That's not part of your, he was like, that's not part of your mutations.
Yeah. It's in the comics a lot.
No.
Haven't seen it here, though.
No.
Looks cool. She's alive. Good for her. Can't think of anything else big happened there.
You have the side plot of, like, Beast, like, telling the TV reporter to go fuck herself.
Yeah. No. That was her face. Like, Tilby was the one that he was talking to there.
Yeah.
They eventually get together in the comics.
Yeah.
It was just good, like, kind of... A lot of this episode was, like, now that Storm's got her powers back and we know Xavier's on his way, like, how has Earth reacted to what happened in Genosha?
100%, yeah.
Yeah. So, they dealt with the funeral, Rogue's on her little rampage, couple of them do cleanup in Genosha. And then we also had the... What's-his-face? Sunspot, Roberto, going to his parents... And with Jubilee. And, you know, he's getting ready to tell her that he's a mutant. And she's like, yeah, I know.
She's like, I know. So, nobody else would like, fucking know.
Yeah. He's like, what the fuck? And she's like, yeah, we know. But also, like, it could affect, like, the family business. So don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
And he's like, great. But I kind of wanted this to be out in the open now and, like, be an X-Men. So... Yeah, kind of just, I don't know, I'm not really interested in the Sunspot storyline, but they're moving it along, I guess.
I would like Sunspot to just become Sunspot and be cool.
Yeah, I guess it'll be in the three-part thing, I assume. And Cyclops also met with President Kelly, who didn't really give a shit about Kenosha. He's just like, we got an election coming up, we gotta put our focus there. It's the whole mutant human thing that, like, no one ever wants to fully commit on.
Yeah.
And then aside from that, you know, we find out who Sinister is working with at the very end. It's, Bastion.
Yes. It's creepy Bastion.
Very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Creepy Bastion. See, I like when they do villains like that, like, big ones, but not ones that you really see very often.
Yes.
But, like, big in the comics. So, we don't really know why he's doing all this yet. They didn't go into, like, his reasoning and his origins here yet.
No.
But he's pretty great. And, you know, Bastion learns that Xavier is still alive, him and Sinister chat. And,
yep.
Bastion's like, well, you know what? someone else is still alive. And the very last scene, we see him. That creepy scene with Magneto just locked up in some cabin somewhere.
Yes, shaving him and, like, singing.
Yeah, so creepy. Crazy.
Yeah.
So creepy. But, yeah. I think that was most the relevant things in this. We also saw Morpheus Quicksilver. That was fun.
Yes, yes. That was fun.
They do, like, random little shit here and there.
Yes. Morph's whole... his whole thing is just, you know, quick, like, cameos, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Morph is a lot of fun. But, yeah, I think... you know, they announced that the show is going to go on for a couple seasons. If they do, like, a mutant-human thing, that's when they'll probably pull in other Avengers.
Yes.
I thought it was a little weird they didn't have Storm at all here. It feels like she's kind of disjointed throughout this season.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're finally setting up now for them to be rejoined next week and have everyone.
Yeah. I thought she would show up in, like, Genosha as support to the rest of the team, but she never did.
No, she's going to show up to the mansion. That's where she's going to be back.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But it's been... So far, so good. I think they took care of all the cleanup now after Genosha. Trask is gone. Gyrus is gone. We got Sinister and Bastion as the main villains. Xavier's on his way back. Magneto's out there, which Xavier is going to sense once he's back.
Yep.
There's a lot to tackle in the final three. So far, so good.
I'm excited. I mean, they say the final three episodes supposed to be really dope, so I'm excited.
And it's... What was that, today that came out in the news that they want to do this for a while?
Yes, yes, that was another thing. They're going to do basically, I think they're going to animate and do two seasons at a time so that there won't ever be a huge wait for seasons. So it kind of will just be like a yearly kind of deal, which is very cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So far, so good. Storm better have quite the entrance, because I think they're shortchanging her.
Yeah. Oh, I think she's going to be very important.
She's just like, she's the biggest one that's getting not much use. Like, Morph has more screen time than Storm. No offense to Morph, but not exactly a heavy hitter like she is.
They made her go on a journey, so.
With Forge. Fucking loser.
Can't believe you're such a Forge hater.
I hate Forge. He's my least favorite by far. I
can't believe it. That's crazy. Anyway, that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week with the first part of the finale. So check us out for that. Come back for that. We'll be around. Check us out on Twitter, on X, at InfinityBoxRW. That's where all the good stuff is. We'll tweet out the show. We'll tweet out trailers. That's what we do over there. Check us out on all the podcast apps, you know, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, all your favorite podcast apps. We'll be over there, iTunes. Check out my wrestling podcast, at TIR Wrestling, on Twitter, all the same podcast apps, plus Spotify for that one. And yeah, that's going to do it for us. Still got another 3 weeks of X-Men. Very excited. I think these episodes are going to rock now that we finally have the setup done. And yeah,
they better.
That's it. Let's do it, Brian. Bye.
Bye.